Want to know where you can find everything that you need for spring and feel good about getting it? At Ross. You'll find huge deals on the latest spring trends, because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you're definitely finding your next favorite outfit and more. You don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. We're talking about saving on your favorite brands for the whole family. Host a family outside with great deals on melamine dishes, pitchers, and more. And Ross is a great place to shop, supporting communities by raising $4.1 million with customers for Boys and Girls Clubs of America's after school program. So what are you waiting for? Say yes or less at Ross.
I never knew you could treat depression symptoms from your phone, but with this prescription app called Rejoin, it's possible. It's for adults aged 22 and up with major depressive disorder who want to add to their antidepressant medication. And get this, it's the first and only prescription app authorized by the FDA to treat depression symptoms. Rejoin does not replace your current medication. Be sure to use as directed by your healthcare provider, and if your depression symptoms worsen, seek help immediately. Get started today by talking to your healthcare provider or visiting meetrejoin.com. That's meet, R-E-J-O-Y-N.
To whoever this may impact, sometimes our lives have to be completely shaken up, changed, and rearranged to relocate us where we're really meant to be. Sometimes change feels like loss, transformation is scary, and sometimes to discover the best versions of ourselves, we must let go of absolutely everything that's holding us down. Welcome to I Missed Me, your new safe space. I'm excited to form a part of your healing journey.
The obsession with happiness is making us miserable. It sounds harsh, but it's true. Everywhere we turn, we're overwhelmed with messages telling us to be positive and to choose joy. It is literally everywhere, on Instagram posts, self-help books, and even coffee mugs. When we chase happiness like it's a finish line, we end up running away from everything else, from sadness, from anger, disappointment. These emotions get shoved into a dark corner labeled bad vibes. When we suppress those emotions, instead of disappearing, they linger, and they eventually demand our attention in ways that are often more destructive. Let's talk about sadness. What if I told you that sadness isn't something to fix, but something to feel? Sadness is like rain. It is uncomfortable, but it is also very cleansing. It washes over us, clears the air, and makes us room for growth. When I stopped fighting the sadness, and I let myself fully feel it, I learned something very powerful. Sadness isn't the enemy, it is a teacher. It slows us down, it makes us reflect, and often points us towards what really matters. Life isn't meant to be a constant state of happiness. Imagine a song that's only one note. Emotions are like music. The lows make the highs more meaningful. Without contrast, happiness wouldn't even exist as a concept. When we stop pressuring ourselves to be happy all the time, we give ourselves permission to just be. To exist in whatever emotional state we're at the moment. And that's liberating. When you allow yourself to feel sadness, you also unlock deeper empathy, richer connections, and a stronger sense of self-awareness. It is a gift. Healing happens when we stop labeling emotions as good or bad. And instead, we honor them all as a part of the human experience. Anger is just a boundary setter. Fear, a survival mechanism, and grief, a testament of love. One practice that really helped me was mindfulness. It is not about fixing emotions, but witnessing them. Sit with your sadness, name it, and ask it, what is it here to teach you? Sometimes, just acknowledging how you feel is enough to take the pain away. Another powerful tool is journaling. Write it all down. The raw, the unfiltered thoughts, no judgment. The act of putting a pen on a paper is more healing than you think. Happiness really is overrated. At least, the kind of happiness that's sold as a permanent state of being. Because real happiness, the kind that feels fulfilling, comes from embracing life in all its messiness and beautiful complexity. You don't need to be happy all the time. You just need to be honest with yourself, with your emotions, and with the people around you. The pursuit of happiness sounds counterintuitive. But this relentless chase for happiness, particularly the shiny, curated version we're sold, might be making us miserable. Happiness as a concept has been idealized to the point where we believe anything else other than constant positivity is failure. But here's the truth. Life isn't designed to be a one long high. Happiness isn't meant to be permanent. It is driven by a complex interplay of chemicals like dopamine, serotonin, and oxytocin. Sometimes they call them the feel-good neurotransmitters. Dopamine, for example, it is often linked to reward and pleasure, but it is also a driver for motivation. Once we achieve something, our dopamine levels drop, encouraging us to seek out the next goal. This is why the feeling of happiness after a big win or accomplishment tends to fade quickly. It is not meant to last. This concept is called the hedonic treadmill. No matter how much happiness you achieve, your brain resets to a baseline level. You might buy a new car, land your dream job, or even fall in love, but over time, the euphoria slows down and your brain recalibrates. This isn't a flaw in your brain. It is an evolutionary feature. It keeps us striving and growing, but it also means that tying your sense of worth to constant happiness sets you up for disappointment. When we suppress negative emotions like sadness, anger, or fear, they don't just go away, but they end up manifesting in unexpected ways, like chronic stress, anxiety, or even physical health issues. Suppressing emotions actually make them stronger. It's like trying to hold a beach ball underwater. The harder you push, the more forcefully it will pop back up. This is why allowing yourself to feel the full range of emotions is so important. Emotional acceptance, not avoidance, leads to greater psychological resilience and overall well-being. Part of the answer as to why we're so obsessed with happiness lies in our culture. From self-help gurus to social media influencers, there is a multi-billion dollar industry built around selling us the idea that happiness is a constant state we can achieve if only we try hard enough, buy the right product, or follow the right steps. This creates a very dangerous feedback loop. When we're not happy, we feel like we failed. And because we're taught to view sadness or anger as bad, we hide them, even from ourselves. But emotions don't work like that. They're not binary. They're not good or bad. They're just information. They're your body and mind's way of telling you something is wrong. Ignoring them doesn't make them disappear. It just makes the message louder, often in ways that disrupt your life. Instead of chasing happiness, what if we focus on cultivated meaning? People who pursue purpose, connection, and authenticity often experience greater life satisfaction than those who chase temporary moments of happiness. Enduring through grief can deepen our empathy. Facing fear can lead us to courage, and even anger, when acknowledged, can be a catalyst for setting boundaries and sparking change. How do we step up the happiness treadmill and embrace the full range of our emotions? Practice emotional labeling. When you label an emotion, I'm feeling sad, or I'm feeling angry, you engage your brain's prefrontal cortex, which helps you process the emotion instead of being overwhelmed by it. Engage in gratitude beyond the surface. Gratitude isn't just about counting blessings. It is also about appreciating life's lessons, even the hard ones. Write down what you're learning, not just about your success. Seek meaning over happiness. Reflect on what truly matters to you. What values do you want to live by? Aligning your life with these values can bring a sense of fulfillment. Revisit your narrative. If you catch yourself thinking, "I should be happy," challenge that thought and ask yourself, why do you believe that? Whether it's serving you. Happiness, as it's sold to us, is overrated. The real treasure lies in embracing the full, messy, beautiful spectrum of human emotion. When we stop chasing happiness and start embracing meaning, we allow ourselves to fully experience life, not just its highlights. Next time you feel sadness, anger, or disappointment, don't shove it aside, but invite it in. Listen to what it has to teach you. Life isn't about being happy all the time, but it is about feeling whole. With love, Mafe.
Besties, if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to share with anyone that might need to listen. Don't forget that we have a membership, where as soon as you sign up, you will receive an I Missed Me hoodie. Plus, you have access to an exclusive episode every single month, printable activities, meditations, monthly challenges, PDF guides, and behind-the-scenes content. Don't forget to follow I Missed Me on social media, I Missed Me Podcast, on Instagram and TikTok, and subscribe to I Missed Me's YouTube channel, I Missed Me Podcast. I will see you guys on our next episode.